Life at a frontier outpost could sometimes be isolated and lacking the amenities of affluence. This commander had a plan to remedy the problem. His solution is today's American countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agriliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
80 miles east of Portland, Oregon, you'll find a gorge on the Columbia River, long important to travel westward.
Then we had the fur traders coming up, and then the Oregon Trail starting in the 1840s. And so it was in the mid to late 1840s that it was decided that a fort was needed here in the Dalles area.
Cal McDermott is director of the Fort Dalles Museum at the Dalles, Oregon.
It was first known as Camp Drum. In those days, when they decided to build a fort, they took 10 square miles. But within a couple of years of that, the name had changed to Fort Dalles and the law had changed, and they took 1 square mile for the fort.
When Colonel Wright came here in the mid-1850s, he found conditions at Fort Dalles well below his standards. He set about construction of 4 homes for the officers.
Colonel Wright built his home up on top of the hill overlooking the whole area. He spent $22,000 in 1850s money on his house, which works out to be approximately $800,000 in today's money.
The other 3 officers' homes were quite nice as well.
When the government started getting all of the receipts for the expense of these buildings at Fort Dalles, they were very unhappy. They cut back support to the fort and they cut back supplies to the fort. It was closed during the Civil War, reopened briefly after the Civil War.
But by the 1880s, the fort was decommissioned and abandoned. One of those grand homes remains, though, and today it is home to the Fort Dalles Museum. Traveling the countryside in the Dalles, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.